International Women's Day. The last issue of The Socialist celebrated International Women's Day on the 8th of March. Below, some of The Socialist's readers comment on the ongoing fight to end misogyny and capitalism. What my mother would have said to David Cameron. So David Cameron's mother is apparently more concerned with Jeremy Corbyn's attire and whether he wants God to save our gracious Queen than whether he defends ordinary people against austerity. My mother was a lifelong socialist and supporter of militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party. Sadly, she died in 1986. But I think I know what she would have said. She would have told David Cameron that the working class is not fooled by politicians in Savile Row suits. She would have angrily berated him for attacking the welfare state that she and her mother before her had fought so hard to win. She would have told him that one worker was worth 100 of his ilk. She was confident that the future belongs to workers and socialism, and not to Tory politicians, defenders of the capitalist system which came into existence dripping with blood, and will leave the stage of history having wreaked havoc on the world and its environment. Heather Olling, National Union of Teachers retired, personal capacity equality through prisons. Tory MP Philip Davies, infamous for talking out parliamentary debates on preventing landlords from evicting tenants for asking for repairs, a bill to provide first aid training to children and another to exempt carers from hospital parking fees, has championed equality by demanding more women are sent to prison. Somehow, the fact that hardly any women are in prison in the first place seems to be a problem, because it is just because they are women. If there is to be true equality, this cannot be allowed to continue. I do not believe there is actually an issue between men and women. Often, problems are stirred up by those who might be described as militant feminists and the politically correct males who sometimes pander to them. Many women might feel they are already in a prison. Trapped in violent relationships, stuck in awful, poorly paid jobs, unable to get or afford childcare, struggling as carers, and often seeing their and their children's hopes thwarted by an exploitative and unfair system. Sometimes they are so disheartened they might believe it is their fault. Yet it is no coincidence that many of Corbyn's and Sanders' supporters are women, and that women make up the majority of trade union members. International Women's Day reminds us that women are not just victims. Once they enter the struggle, they are undaunted. Sue Powell, Gloucester, the lost girls and boys. It seems like the Tories live in a fairy tale. A recent report showed that in the UK 3.7 million children are living in poverty. Even more shocking is that 60% have parents in paid work. What should they do? Tackle the issue of low-paid insecure work. Raise the minimum wage to £10 an hour and scrap zero-hour contracts? No. They decided to exclude those children from future reports, only including school achievements, and whether the children's parents are workless. For 60% of children in poverty in the UK, well, I guess it's a trip to Neverland, as it seems they do not exist. Tanis Belsham-Ray, Leeds,